This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's look at the composite trade in Kansas City. March wheat at 798 3/4 is down 8.5. July, 818, down 9. March wheat in Chicago, 748 3/4, down 8 3/4. July, 760 1/4, down 8 1/4. March corn, 723 1/2, down 5 1/2. July, 716 3/4, down 5 1/4. December, 580 1/2, down 9 1/2. March soybeans, 1486 1/4, down 9 1/4. July, 1465 3/4, down 10 3/4. November, 1335 1/4, down 13. March soybean meal, 435.70, down 2.80. March soybean oil, 52.65, down 33. February live cattle, 127.67 1/2, up 7 1/2. March feeders, 148.32 1/2, down 20. February lean hogs, 87.37 1/2, and they are down 95.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
The 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And we have a dynamite lineup, including John Bondrand of Bondrand Futures, Murray Wise of Murray Wise & Associates, and University of Illinois ag economist Peter Goldsmith. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Register now at 217-333-7300 and avoid the registration line. We'll take all major credit cards. Call 217-333-7300, and we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. And if you're in the Peoria area today, you might want to go over to the Civic Center in Peoria for another one of our WILL Ag Outlook panels. Panelists today include Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services, David Nelson of Rabobank, and Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. That's a dynamite lineup. That panel is being moderated by Todd Gleason. Gets underway at 1:30 at the Peoria Civic Center as part of the Illinois Pork Expo today. We hope that you might have opportunity to go over there. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is... It's Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois, although she is not in Champaign, Illinois at the moment. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
So you just got through taping with Oriel Samuelson?
I certainly did. It was an absolute pleasure. First time that I've ever had the opportunity to do it, and he is quite the man. I've always had a lot of respect for him, and Just a great opportunity.
So you talked about the markets. What were some of the features today?
Well, we talked about the fact that neither of us have ever seen the government congressional committee come out and actually put out numbers like they did yesterday. You know, they put out 97 million acres for corn for this year with, of course, a trend line of 161.5. That wasn't a surprise to me, but we've just never seen it happen before. It's usually always announced at the USDA Outlook meeting, which I'm going to attend now in February.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see once if they're any different at that one. But we talked about that. We talked about old crop corn, you know, as to what's going on. And, you know, we do have some overhead resistance. We have a USDA report coming out on Friday. We've got the China lunar holiday coming next week. You know, expectations for the report are pretty bland. They expect corn and wheat numbers to be up, bean numbers to be down. I guess I'll be surprised if I really see corn numbers come up a great deal. But, And then we spent part of the segment talking about livestock.
Well, given the fact, I mean, you look at the market today, and we're down 5 in March corn, we're down 9.5 in December, we're down 9.5 in March beans, we're down 12.75 in November beans. It seems to me what the market is telling us, anything not bullish on the report, even if it's neutral, is going to be bearish.
Well, I would think so, you know, although I have to admit I expected after the number came out yesterday, you know, at 97 million acres, they're projecting a 14.4 billion bushel crop with a 1.8 carryout, that maybe new crop corn would have been down harder. You know, we did see a little bit of change after the open came in. You know, we were down harder prior to the open than we were after. And so I think that we'll be supported as long as Argentina weather stays dry. There's no question that that is a huge support in this market at this point in time. But you're right. And the lunar holiday always, in most cases, has in the past, has weighed pretty heavily on the marketplace. Although last year we did see China break the rules, and they came in and they bought beans. So we'll see once if they do that same thing again this year. But I couldn't agree with you more. I think that if we have a very neutral report, it's going to be might be a real rough road.
Or it may mean that we move into a trading affair for the balance of the winter, waiting further developments about what spring weather brings and planning in the U.S. can bring.
Well, that's true. And I do think that the trade is going to wait to see what the USDA outlook meeting actually says, you know, whether or not these are numbers that they're just using as base numbers for budget, and that they vary from what they're going to come out with that third week of February. Other than that, you know, when you look at February, it's only got 20 trading days. It's a pretty tough month. And so far, you know, the pricing hasn't been too bad. You know, last year we finished the average because it is crop insurance month. For corn at, you know, that 568 level, we could possibly do that again. And so, you know, this is just a difficult month because there are so many outside forces that are going on. But, you know, it's one of those things. I guess I'd say to producers and end users, you know, don't get overwhelmed. You can't control the government or the dollar or Europe, but you can't control the things you can control.
What are your thoughts on if we were to see for the month prices for corn and soybeans pretty much average where they are, give or take a few cents, which would suggest put more corn in the ground? I mean, that's where we are just entering into the first week of this, of trying to figure out what the average for the month will be. It says put more corn in the ground. But Illinois producers, at least if you look at WASDE numbers, according to the government, are less inclined to put corn in the ground by, what, some 300,000 acres?
That's right.
So do they change their mind, becomes the question.
Do they change their mind? If we have a favorable spring, yes, they probably change their mind. There's no question about that. I think that they will be weighing a number of things. It will depend upon if they have room problems that we've had in the past. It will depend upon what their corn-on-corn production has been, because if there are going to be acres that are going to be cut, those are probably going to be the ones that will be left behind. I believe in most cases, and in talking to most of the people, you know, our clients in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, you probably won't see a lot of variation off of their normal rotation. But they could be tempted. Yeah, if we have an early spring and we have some nice weather, anytime we have nice weather, more corn goes into the ground.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Talk with you later.
Yes, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois, although right now I believe she might be over in Chicago. Looking at the current tick in the marketplace, March wheat in Kansas City, 798.5, down 8.75. March wheat in Chicago, 747.75, down 7.75. March corn, 723.5, down 5.5. July, 716.25, down 5.75. December at 580.5, down 9.5. March soybeans, 14.85 1/4, down 10 1/4. July, 14.64, down 12.5. November, 13.33 1/4, down 15. March soybean meal at 435.40, down 3.10. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.